Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm DJ Frederick. And when you tune into the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll find unexpected treasures and cultural cast-offs from the past 100 years of recorded sound. The Radio Thrift Shop is never the same program twice or once. And coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, I have an entire program of Turn Back the Clock, a very cool music show from old-time radio that was broadcast on the Armed Forces Network. So please stay tuned for that. Until then, we're going to dust off some tunes, and I've even got some new music. Some cool jazz. First, we're going to hear some jazz recorded in 1953, live at the Jazz Mill. This is Barney Kessel with How About You on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
5 feet 2 inches high, Frankie Half Pint Jackson had a predictable nickname and a thoroughly unpredictable act. You're on the Sound Beat.
Don't need knocking on the blind. The baby he's trucking up here to do the shucking. Don't need knocking on the blind.
Among the eclectic range of popular draws in vaudeville were female impersonators. Most of them fell into one of two camps: the coarser, more comedic performers, think Monty Python, and the true female mimics. Performers like Julian Eltinge, whose elegant gowns would regularly draw female window shoppers. Frankie Jackson was more the latter, giving him a rather unique performing edge. He could sing songs written for both male and female singers, and would even perform duets all by his lonesome. Here he is with No Need Knockin' on the Blind, a Decca recording from 1937.
The baby, he's nursing, don't need a spot cursing. It ain't no need knocking on the blind. Oh, it's no need knocking on the blind. No need knocking on the
Don't miss the beat. Sign up for the Sound Beat podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org.
Tell me now.
Sound Beat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Thank you.
from the Mainstream Records LP White Heat, released in 1971. That was Barry Miles with a tune called Tangent. Great lineup of musicians on that album, including John Abercrombie and Pat Martino on guitar, Terry Silverlight on drums, Warren Smith on congas, and Victor Gaskin on bass, and of course Barry Miles on keyboard, with Lou Tabaklin on tenor, sax, and flute. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. We're going to hear something new, however, brand new release by Lisa Sanchez and the John Erickson Quartet. Beautiful tunes, beautiful jazz music. We'll start off hearing Minor Swing.
Thank you.
some new music here on the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring Lisa Sanchez on electric, acoustic, and 12-string guitars, John Erickson on vibes, harmonica, and vocals, Rich Girard on acoustic and electric bass, and Jack Dorsey on drums. It's just Lisa Sanchez and the John Erickson Quartet. For more information, check out www.lisasanchez.com. Well, as promised, we're going to hear an entire episode of Turn Back the Clock featuring Andy and Virginia Mansfield. Now, Andy and Virginia had been into radio for most of their lives. Virginia got her start as a dancer, and she wound up singing with acts like Paul Whiteman and Eddie Albert. She eventually moved to Los Angeles to work on KHJ, KFI, and KMPC. She worked in vaudeville with her husband Andy, and they were one of the first couples to perform together on television, appearing on the Mutual Don Lee Network way back in 1937. And the couple is best remembered for NBC's Andy and Virginia and Turn Back the Clock, which was heard over Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Turn Back the Clock is thought to be one of the earliest programs to combine recorded music with spoken commentary. And so here we go. We're going to turn back the clock to 1958 with Andy and Virginia Mansfield as broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network.
And now from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection. There's one that goes way back. That was Lenny D playing 5'2", Eyes of Blue. And it's from his Decca long play album, Delirious.
Henderson, Lewis, and Young were the 1925 writers of 5'2", Eyes of Blue. This was the original hit recording as we turn back the clock to 33 years ago, when to the accompaniment of Dave Franklin's piano and May Singy Breen's ukulele, Gene Austin sang 5'2", Eyes of Blue.
I just saw jumping jack, jumping jack, jumping jack, jumping jack. Child, you should have been there. He laughed so loud, I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly, daffy, dilly raving, 5 foot 2, eyes blue, but oh boy, what those 5 could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5 foot 2, covered with fur, diamond ring, and all those things, you can bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she woo? Has anybody seen my girl? Love made him a lunatic, lunatic, lunatic. He hollered and cried like a monkey on a stick, on a stick, on a stick. He was fit to be tied. He laughed so loud I thought that I would cave in. When I heard that silly daffy dilly raving, 5 foot 2 and I flew. But oh boy, what those 5 foot 2, has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, the flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5 foot 2, covered with fur, diamond ring, and all those things, you bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into 5 foot 2, covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, you bet your life that it isn't her. And could she love, could she do? Has anybody seen that girl of mine?
Singing it to lead the band. You've heard of the tisket and the tasket, it's true. But give a little listen to this, will you? Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. That's a funny little bit of melody, because it's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada,
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 jada, jada, jing, jing. Yeah, bah! So soothing and appealing to me. Jada, jada, ah, jada. Jada, jada,
jing, jing.
They've been listening to the Hi-Los again. Everybody sounds like the Hi-Los these days. All the modern sounds are all the poor man's Hi-Los.
I wish you could see Dyer's face long about now. He's very unhappy man.
That's almost sacrilegious.
Dyer's our producer, you know.
Sacrilegious when somebody else sounds like the Hi-Los.
Oh,
who
yeah.
was it?
The Hi-Los stand by themselves. Right, Dyer? Yeah. What? Those were the key men with the key men.
Yeah.
With Larry Sands Orchestra singing Jada, and it's from their choral long play album.
Jada was written by the late Bob Carlton back in 1918 and was written for a Great Lakes Naval Training Station show.
Huh.
This was the original jazz version as we turn back the clock 40 years to 1918 when Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band played Jada. Now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock.
Well, Andy, as recorded in London, England, it's the popular British band leader, Tommy Watts. nice, huh?
Yeah.
That was an English recording of Louise, and it's by one of London's most popular dance band leaders, Tommy Watts.
Nice, interesting dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dick Whiting, Richard Whiting, and Leo Robin wrote Louise in 1929 for Maurice Chevalier's first American picture, Paramount's Innocence of Paris. Bing Crosby was still a band vocalist at that time.
Oh.
So let's turn back the clock to 29 years ago when Paul Whiteman and his orchestra played Louise.
Whisper Louise, birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. Love to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise.
Blue, you'd be too. plan with your man all fell through. Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till today? He's gone and with you, am I blue? There was a time I was his only one, but now I gave till today.
That was Francis Wayne with Neil Hefter's orchestra singing Am I Blue. That's a nice old song that goes way back.
Well, ever since Francis was Woody Herman's band vocalist back in the mid-40s, her singing style has often been compared to that of Ethel Waters. Here's the same song by this great artist, who first sang it as we turn back the clock to Warner Brothers' 1929 musical On With the Show, in which Ethel Waters sang Am I Blue.
Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you, am I blue? Why you'd be too if each plan with your fell through, and there was a time when I was his only one. Course now I'm just that sad and lonely one. Lordy, will I ever be gay? Just one day. Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? How can you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
And that's all the time we have today, but thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is with Virginia for the new selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables Monday morning to
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
This is Bird Note. How can a man learn to call so convincingly like a boreal owl? Or an eastern screech owl? By dedicating more than 30 years, as Denver Holt has, to studying the birds in the field. Holt, calling here, conducts field research on 8 species of owls in Alaska and Montana. He tells us why.
You know, for me, they're fascinating. I think I enjoy everything about their adaptation to the environments in which they live. You got to have some intuitive feel of the animals that you work with, and you only get that intuitive feel by being out in the field with them.
Denver says wildlife researchers spend little time in the field anymore.
The scary part about this is that we're using those data to manage our natural resources, and they're based on miniature studies, short periods of time. So that's very concerning for people like us who do long-term studies and are proud of the fact that we're still in the field. I think winter is a blast. We all love trapping and banding in the wintertime. Is what we're doing right now is we're trapping and banding long-eared owls and solid owls, part of our winter project.
To learn more about Denver's work at the Owl Research Institute, begin at birdnote.org.
Cool Obscure 45 there. Part 1 and Part 2 of Turning Over by Smith's Comfort. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Thank you for listening.